BBC News with Justine Green. Several prominent US Republicans have rebuked President Donald Trump for repeating his assertion that he lost the popular electoral vote to his rival Hillary Clinton because nearly 3 million people voted illegally. The Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said such comments were inappropriate without proof, but his spokesman Sean Spicer reiterated that Mr. Trump continued to believe the allegations. The U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee has overwhelmingly approved President Trump's choice of U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. There had been concerns about her lack of experience in international affairs. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed grave concern over the latest Israeli plans to build 2,500 new homes for settlers in the occupied West Bank. The UN considers the settlements to be illegal. A 7-year-old Syrian girl, known worldwide for her tweets from Aleppo, has written an open letter to President Donald Trump, pleading for him to do something for the children of Syria who deserve peace. Bana Alabad escaped from Aleppo last month and now lives in Turkey. Panama's chief prosecutor says 17 people have been charged with money laundering in connection with a bribery scheme involving the Brazilian construction giant Odebrecht. The firm has acknowledged paying almost $800 million in bribes to win business in 12 countries. The French president, François Hollande, has been meeting leaders of Colombia's largest rebel movement, the FARC, at a rural camp in the west of the country. Mr. Hollande offered financial support for demining programs and the search for the disappeared. Ivory Coast, the defending champions, have crashed out of football's Africa Cup of Nations in Gabon. They lost 1-0 to Morocco, who are now through to the quarterfinals, along with the Democratic Republic of Congo. BBC News.